Hey, just turn your head a little to the left, right? Okay. Let's do one for Mishpatim and one for Shkolim, because this week is Shkolim too. So I'm going to do Mishpatim first.
No, you have to go in the other room and play like you promised.
Mm-hmm. You signed the contract.
Okay, we all set here? Let's look on page 112, and that would be the right column toward the bottom. Is this on, Neil? Is yours on?
Yeah,
I don't see a red light or anything.
It's moving.
Is it voice activated?
No.
Because the light here is going on and on.
That's okay. I just put new batteries in.
Okay.
Fresh.
Alrighty. Plenty of batteries in a car.
Ba'adam Morid Dekeni Zalhiviv, he brings from his grandfather the Rim, the Shem Harav and Pshisva, from the Pshisva Zal. Now, the Rim learned by Rav Simcha Bonim of Pshisva. Right, after the Kutzker was Nifter, following him, Rav Simcha Bonim of Shishcha was the Rebbe, and the Rim spent quite a period of time by the Shishcha, by Rav Simcha Bonim. Now there was a previous Rebbe of Shishcha, which was the Yid HaKadosh of Shishcha. That was prior to Rav Simcha Bonim. And then after him was Rav Simcha Bonim of Shishcha, who the Rim learned by. So he says from the Pshischa, Asher Tassim Lifnehem, these are the Mishpatim of Hashem that you shall place before them. Lihios Mishpatei Hashem Yisborach Kodem La'atz Musa. The laws of Hashem should be prior to ourselves, to our very selves, to place the laws of Hashem above our own being. So that's the Pshat of Lifnehem. Instead of putting it in front of you, it's saying, put it before you, ahead of you, higher than you. This comes before you. Lifnehem. First the laws of Hashem, then you. That's the statement, the quick statement, the teaching from the Pshishva. King in Hakdomas Nasa L'Nishma. Similarly, we have Nasa comes before Nishma. It must be ahead of it. Shehu Limsor Nafsho La'asos Mishpatei Hashem Yisborach. And that is to give oneself over with Mesiris Nefesh in order to fulfill the Mishpatim of Hashem, the laws of God. Ein Shem, the Sefer Kol Simcha, looked in the Sefer Kol Simcha, which is the Sefer from Simcha Bonim of Pshisva, and he says, look there, I guess, for more elaboration. So giving oneself over to the Mishpatim is saying that I'm in the service of them. The Mishpatei Hashem are really ahead of me. Ube'emes, Zochim lepnimius tamei haTorah al yidei habitul elav yisborach. A person merits the inner knowledge of Torah by subjugating themselves entirely to God. You know, as an aside, the word bitul is probably not possible to translate into English in this context. Now, in the halacha context, when something is batul b'shishim, so you say 60 to 1, so it's nullified in 60. But when it comes to Hasidus and Avoda, and the idea of being batel to Hashem, the word nullification, I think, is not really a good word, because it sounds as if you're nullifying your being. And there's something about that word in English which I think has a negative connotation. And the idea is full and complete subjugation to Hashem to the extent that we're not aware of our own being. We still exist, and we never cease to exist. We do exist, but we're so absorbed and focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu at every level, Dibur, Machshava, Mais, every level, We're so focused on God that we, quote-unquote, cease to exist. We're not aware of ourselves for a minute. We totally surrender and let go of ourselves. That's the concept of Beetle. Neil, you have a question?
I was going to say I was in a shiur last night, and I'm not sure where it's from, but it's about the person that sits on his hands with the blood running from his finger. I'm not sure if you know what I'm talking about. Was it Rob or something?
Right. 112.
How he's sitting on his hands and how he was getting over himself. I'm not sure.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm not sure. Okay. I'll check it out. I'd like to know what it is. So one is Zocha, 112 toward the bottom right, Hilly. One is Zocha to the inner Tamei Torah by being Mavatal themselves to God. Kishar Chotzer Hapnimis Hapona Kodim. It says the gate of the inner courtyard which faces eastward. Ubiyom HaShabbos Yiftach, Ubiyom HaChodesh Niftach. It's opened up on the day of Shabbos, and it's opened up on the day of Rosh Chodesh. This comes from the Navi. I'm trying to place where it is. We saw it, this reference once.
He was in Haftorah.
I think so. I can't place where it is.
I'm not entirely sure. One of the Haftorahs that we say in summer,
right,
which is Eskana and Ekev right around there, and it has a thing of Panu Derech, and that was just Panu Derech.
Does it ring a bell for you there?
Yes.
Okay. So it says there that the east, the gate to the inner courtyard which faces east, and it says it's open on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Now he teaches this, Hapone Kodim. What does it mean that it faces east? Hu habitul omasha lamala mehateva. This refers to bitul, to something which is over and above nature. So Kodim means eastward, but Kodim also means prior or before. Like the Hebrew word Kodim or Mi Kodim means before. Haresha meinu kikedem. We knew our days as the days of old, the earlier days, the prior days. That's all the same concept, and east is related to that. It's before, so to speak, the other direction. So the inner gate that's open eastward really means it's the gate which is open by a person subordinating themselves entirely to that which is above nature. Ki b'Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh yesh aliyah l'nefashos b'nei Yisroel l'mala. On Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, our neshamas actually are elevated, even though we can't perceive this physically, but our neshamas actually go up, right? They rise on these days. And we're zocha as a result of that to the inner meanings of Torah. It says on Shabbos that the heavens and the earth were complete. Page 112. Pirish, what does that mean that they were complete? Hismalus shefa chayim b'chol habriya. It is a full emanation of life into all of creation. Ki vayichal v'lashon mida k'mosher kasuv v'kol basholish. The word vayichal, although we usually translate it as it's complete, but he says it's also a lesson of measuring out, which ties in, you know, complete measure in that respect, the chol basholish, to complete the third measure. And he's saying, vayichulu hashamay v'arts, he says, don't learn it that the heavens and earth were finished, but learn it vayichulu that they were completely full of Hashem's emanation. That was what he measured out to them. Alafim bas yach or alpayim bas yachil, it can hold. Yachil is a word there to contain a certain measure, 2,000. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu hishpia b'chol birya chayim kifi asher yichol lekabel. How much life does God emanate to any creature? As much as that creature can receive. So that really is our avoda. We have to make ourselves greater recipients And as we do, we get more life. That's what God emanates. Vel emes ki bria sa adam b'yom hashishi hu pnimius hachiyu shokol habria. Now he takes us a little further step here. The creation of the human being on the sixth day is the inner life of creation. It's the presence of a human being now in the world is now the presence of the inner life of creation. Now he's saying the human being is the inner panemius. The panemius hachius, I mean, of the Bria. Kamosha kasuv, v'adam, I think it's aleha barasi, I created the human being upon it. Vayidei ha'adam nimshach chiyus l'kol ha'briya. Through the human being, all life comes to creation. That's the so to speak a concept. V'kifi ha'bitzel u'mesiris nefesh shal ha'adam b'shabes kodesh la'kodesh baruch hu. Proportionally, according to the amount that we are mevatel ourselves and surrender ourselves to God on Shabbos, mamshi chiyus mechodesh l'kol ha'briya. We then give and bring forth new life to all creation. So he's taking this in, I would say, a step-by-step process. Firstly, the mishpatim that are lifneihem means that we have to give of ourselves to the mishpatim. We look at them as being ahead of us. By doing that, by being moser nefesh for them, for the mishpatei Hashem, that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu's life into creation. And that's the process. And the human being is central here because we are representative. We are that which brings life into creation in that we are the center of creation. We're the proper vehicle for that because the creation of the human being on the sixth day is the creation of the inner chiyus of the world. So it's consistent that it's us who accomplishes this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the connection to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is that this is something that occurs even in greater measure on those days because we have an Aliyas Neshama, which is a type of Bitul. Our Neshama goes up to God on those days, so we're more assisted to be able to accomplish that.
But how's that Bitul?
Well, the concept of Bitul really is that we're saying that a person is fully devoted to Hashem. That always has to mean that you're rising up. You're getting closer to God, that's rising up. Now, you could look at it from another angle and say that you only reach that through humility, which is going down. Right? But that's a different perspective. A closeness to Hashem is an aliyah. So when an neshama rises closer to God, it becomes more and more butthole to God, like the Balatanya's example of if you were to trace a ray of sunlight from here back to the sun, you get to a point where it would be batel in the sun. You can no longer discern it anymore. And that's what he's saying about Aliyas Neshama. As the Neshama goes higher and higher, so to speak, closer to Hashem, that means that it's becoming more and more batel to God. So in this respect, in Aliyas Neshama and batel are very much the same concept.
You get lighter.
Right.
But as long as the neshama is part of a human being, then a person doesn't reach that point in this world of being, like you say, like the way of life, the invisible, the sun. They have to do.
There's always a limitation when a person lives in this world. But great tzaddikim can reach a level called hispashtus hagashmius, where they actually strip off, you know, their physicality, you know, in very lofty moments of tefillah. And that's a type of bitul. Of course, it occurs in greater measure once in Olam Haba.
That is pretty good. just based on
there's something to that. When the soul is released from the body. Okay, let's take a look at something in Parsha Shkola. Take a look on 131, on the top right column. It was said on Parshas Pekudei,
but
it's Pekudei on Shkolim. Sorry. Binyan ha'asher lo yarbe, concerning that which it says, for machzis ha'shekel, that the wealthy one shall not give more and the poor one should not give less, everybody gives the same amount. The chematzin of the nidvas hamishkan, we find also when it comes to the contribution that they all made to the mishkan, shahaya b'zahav u'nechoshes, when it came to the gold and to the, was that copper or brass? I always forget, the copper? Gold, silver, and copper?
Copper.
Kachol nidvas rucho shol kol echad. They gave then, each person according to their own generous spirit. There was no fixed amount. The Mishkan, you could bring a bunch, you could bring a little. However, the Kesef Pekudei Hashem B'Shaveh, the silver that they brought there was also at that time an exact amount. That's what they made the sockets with. There was another half shekel. The Adonim were made from silver. And that was all equal. Everybody brought the same.
Was it Kesef
is
Zahav or Zahav
is
Kesef?
Yeah,
I think that's the middle one.
Kesef is the middle one. Zahav, Kesef, and Nechoshes, yeah. That was all equal. Ki ha'ahava v'ratzon shenimsa. I'm sorry, I think I skipped a line. The Kesef b'kure ha'ya b'shav v'laharos ki ha'ahava v'ratzon shenimsa b'libos b'nei Yisrael. That is to show that the love and the will which is found in the hearts of the Jewish people. Hu hakoach asher nota Hashem yisborach b'sochenu. This is a force and a power that God planted within us, ba'eis kabolas haTorah, when we receive the Torah. And that way, ve'eino b'koach hanoshi, it is not really from human resources. It represents something from God. So when we talk about human traits and things that we can develop on our own, one has more and one has less. And that's what the Zahav and the Nechoshes represent. But the Kesef, which is related to the word Kisufim and Kisu, which means to long for something, to yearn for something, like in Yedid Nefesh, Nichsof Nichsafti, I've yearned for God. That refers to something given by God to a human being. And then you can't say one has more and one has less. Everybody has this God-given love within them. Ki hayura ushar hamidos hu kol echad defitivo lo'avo himatana me'akadosh baruch hu. That's a fascinating concept here. So the yura, awe of heaven, and other midos, each one is according to their ability. But love is a gift from God. Beautiful thought.
The love that we have is a gift from God.
Yeah. Now this has to be understood properly because he's really talking about a certain madrega of love. Now the Sforim have different names for it, you know, that what this love is, and that some say it's a Yerusha from the Yavos, and there are different ways in which it's said. And the Nekuda HaPnimis and the Lev is one of them, another lashon for that. This Ava is given, it's within the heart of every Jew. Everybody has it. It has to be dug for. You have to find it, and excavate and get it out. There are other madrigas of Ahava that are according to our avoda. They're not God-given. We have to work on them and develop them. But a certain foundational love for God is a gift for every Jew that God gives each one.
So in the Rambam's famous kasha on the Ahavta, how can there be a how can it be
Conceivably to let.
So this is a related idea. Because that lot is already there.
It's already given. And that's a nice terrace to that question, too. Some madrega of love is there, and therefore you can be mitzavet. Very good. Lachen kesef shehu b'chinas ahava yad kol echad shavava. Therefore, silver, which represents love, because of the word, again, kesef kisufim, each person, their hand was equal in it. That represents God's gift of love for us. V'hagam ki matzinu ra'inu ki yesh chasidim anshe maisa sha'ahavasam gedola b'ma'od mishar anashim. We certainly have seen and found great righteous people, anshe maisa, whose love is far beyond that of other people. So what are you saying? It's all the same gift from God. Ein zestira mikama ta'amin. This is not a contradiction to what I'm saying, he says, for many reasons. Va'achasi, one is, ki hanakuda mispashetes kefi achonas hakli v'amalbush. One is that God gives love to every person equally, but according to the amount that each person expands their own vessel, themselves, that love grows within them. So according to this pshat, he does give the same to everybody. But I might get more or less, or you might get more or less, depending on your avoda.
Which is tilui on yira.
Right. That is tilui on yira. But ava too. Because it's voda too. Unukuda shalzeh nislab shalbelevush dak, the shalzeh belevush gas. This nukuda, this concentration of love from God, in one person, it gets clothed in a very refined container. And in another, in a very coarse container. A person who has to work on themselves a lot, then they can experience that ava. Aval ikar hanakuda shava b'chol ish Yisrael. But the essence of that concentration of love is equal for every Jew. That's one approach he wants to take. V'hashenis, the second one, hu dematzinu d'shokel al yidei ani. We find by Shkolim, we learned this in Mishnah Yishkolim, Shabbos morning, which was really one of the more challenging, I think, masechtas we learned in Shkolim, you know, Shabbos morning, that a person can give on behalf of a poor person, can give for an ani. Barak litain ba'atzmo yoser mimaksis ha-shekel ester. But you yourself are not allowed to give more than a half shekel. You can't come in and say, hey, I want to give one instead of a half. I'll only take a half. But if you want to give it for somebody else, that you can do. You can give that for them. And a rich person can come and sponsor 1,000 poor people and say, okay, here's 500. A half shekel for each. I'm going to sponsor each one. That you can do. He says, as we find with physical wealth, that God often gives the portion of wealth of the poor, he gives it to the rich. So he's saying, okay, you're holding on to this for these guys. Right. It's a good view on tzedakah that, you know, someone's asking for tzedakah. Basically, you're just holding their money.
Yeah, right.
So you might as well give it to them, you know.
God's thank you.
Socialism.
Then the poor person spend more of my budget right now.
Here's how you can spend my money.
What's that?
If someone comes to your door and he says, I'd like to, you know, make my account with you
more. Kamash Kasa Bisforum ki pikadon hu etzlo. That the wealth a person has from God is just a deposit that God has. You're holding it for him. It's God's money. And really, some belongs to you, some belongs to somebody else. It's a picado. It's Hashem's money. Sheretzona yisporah choya shechelko shozeho ani yavo al yideho asher. That it was God's will that the portion of money that is supposed to go to this poor person must come to him through the wealthy person. For whatever reason, in Hashgacha, that's how it has to happen. So he says, in half shekel, it works that way, right? The usher can't give more for himself. He only give a half shekel. But he can give on behalf of many anim, because everybody has this ahava from God. To get it, however, may come through somebody else. Just like physically, that might be the same thing too. You may need assistance. V'chein hu usher b'das. He says, likewise, there are people who are wealthy in knowledge. Not wealthy monetarily, but in knowledge, in wisdom. Sheyesh bo das lahaloch merucham shal kama anyei hadas. A person who has the knowledge and the wisdom to go in accordance with the spirit of many people who are impoverished in knowledge. One who's wealthy in knowledge, he contains the knowledge of those who are impoverished and he portions it out to them by teaching, by learning. That's like giving them their half shekel. The yochol hu la'orer ahavas klolus harbe ani hadas. And one person can awaken the love for many who are impoverished in knowledge. Avo mitzad atzmo lo yarbe. However, on his own and for himself, he can't. If he has what God gives him. Mm-hmm. He's saying something I think really, really interesting here, that a person may be given knowledge from Hashem, and the reason for that is so he'll give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's why he has it. That's why it's his.
Or love for another person.
Or love for another person too. And Hashem deposited that knowledge by him, and he may even reach greater levels of knowledge. Mm-hmm. But it's not really his knowledge. He's reaching greater levels so he can teach 100 more people.
But is he saying that it's not his knowledge until he gives it over?
He's saying it's not his knowledge at all.
He's saying that even when you give it over, it's not his at all.
I mean, let's put it this way. He knows it, you know, and it's got to be with him for a reason. If God wanted it to come through that person, he has to have some shyness to it. Right? I don't want to overstate it. But his ability to awaken more and more within him is to give it over to somebody else.
See, the reason I said this is, you know, I've learned before that the only money that we own is the tzedakah we give
that
away.
We
so if this is the same idea as tzedakah,
nice. Uh-huh.
Then I'm saying that he could be the greatest Talmud Chacham and he could keep his knowledge to himself and sit and learn 20 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
but maybe when he teaches, he imparts to a Tamid,
mm-hmm.
it's his or part of his, and you know, and that's
nice.
That's the only part of his that he gives away.
Very nice concept. He really makes a Kenyan on it by giving it
by
to
giving
somebody
it away.
Else. And then that's truly when it belongs to him. Before that it really wasn't, but now it is because he taught it. I like that. Very nice, Bruce. Very nice. Neil?
I thought the Gaon used to learn by himself all the time, and then eventually they went and started teaching. And he learned a lot of times by himself, though.
There were many, you know, Gedolei Olam who spent periods of time learning by themselves. There was the Chazon Ish. You know, he was a Nistor. He was a hidden sage in Europe. There were just only a few people who knew about him. The Paimoser knew about him and a few others. And he really was Megala himself when he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he helped to found, you know, B'nai Brak. And he learned a lot on his own. He didn't like to learn in settings of other people. But at some point, you know, in the lives of these great people, even if they've learned a lot on their own, they all get to a certain point, whatever they determine, and they give over. Other, like the Chazon Ish, you know, became Rabban Shel Yisrael. He wrote for him, and everybody flocked to him, and you know, were just very affected by his teaching. And the Gaon also learned a lot on his own, but we see from his group of Talmidim who he did teach, both Nigla and Nistor, because he taught Nistor too. And what happened, you know, is that knowledge from the Gaon of Vilna is really in yeshivas right now. It became disseminated from his close circle of Talmidim to all the B'nai Yeshiva of Elazhin and Brisk that followed that period of time, followed the Gaon. So at some point, you know, they gave it over. If they're holding it on to themselves, I think you don't really see that by Tzaddikim. They will find a way, even if they're learning in an isolated fashion, they will find a way to give it over. The Arizal also only had a few Talmidim. You know, the Arizal and Sfas, just a couple. He taught Reb Chaim Vital for about a year. It's amazing to think that. It's almost impossible. How could that be? that so much Chachmah was given over in 1 year, and all of Kabbalah from that time, 500 years ago to now, the whole world of Limud HaKabbalah and even beyond Kabbalah, wherever the Kisvei HaRizal have gone into other areas as well, that came from a couple of years, in Sfat, with a few Talmidim, who then, turned the world over. The Baal Shem also. Although the Baal Shem affected many, many people, because he was very open to all people. In terms of his teaching, his Talmud Torah, he had a small group of Talmidim. And then they turned into, within two generations, thousands. Because after the Baal Shem, he had the Magid, and the Magid had more Talmidim than the Baal Shem. And the Magid's Talmidim turned over Eastern Europe in the next generation. Tens of thousands of the Hasidim were present in the next generation after the Magid. It's interesting, Neil, what you say, because their limud of Torah in that fashion is to gain a certain, I think, madrega, and then they give it over.
It's something in office, you're not going to learn by yourself,
right?
But obviously there's other exceptions.
There are exceptions, like all klolim, in the Gemara, and like all general rules, there's always a yotzei min haklal. And we have seen that yotzei min haklal in some very great people.
And they're still giving everyone we learn their safari.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting because when I think about that Gemara, one of the things I would tend to think about psychologically is, why would that be? It's because all of us have our own personal filters and distortions. Mm-hmm. And if we can't see the Torah, consequently we can't really learn the Torah because we're processing it in ways that are meaningful to us, and we're not really learning the Torah. But if we're doing it L'shem Klal Yisrael, or L'shem other people, or L'shem Nevoros, then it automatically sort of takes you beyond yourself,
right,
and may sort of undo that particular concern that the Gemara has.
That barrier is removed for those people.
Yeah. It's a really interesting concept. Here it is. This is the only thing I can think of that we become complete and full when we give out something,
right,
that most things we talk about when we get rid of something or give out something, it becomes less. So here it is, we can't become completely full until we give out, and it becomes more. It's interesting.
Right. That's a great concept. Very relevant. Okay, Yashar Kolchacha.